On a typical day at the State House, Capitol security guards instruct visitors to empty their pockets for a trip through the metal detector.
And then if you have any items in your pocket, like car keys or cell phone, no, go ahead and step right on through.
Since shortly after the September 11th terror attacks, anyone entering the Iowa State House has been required to leave their guns or knives behind. Now, with a permit to carry, you can bring in a pistol or revolver. But as Ross Loader at the Iowa Department of Public Safety explains, you can't just flash a permit and get waved through.
They'll need to remove their handgun, set it aside, still pass through the magnetometer, display their permit, and then reholstering their handgun.
And so far, guards say only two gun owners have taken advantage of the new law.
Okay, my name is Jerry McCurdy. I live in Ankeny, Iowa, and I'm a security officer here at the Iowa Capitol.
Ahead of July 1st, the Department of Public Safety put McCurdy and his fellow guards through training that included how to recognize a valid permit. And right off the bat, one gun owner who appeared to be testing the new law showed up on day one.
The first Saturday that the law took effect on July 1st, there was a gentleman that came in, and he basically just wanted to see how the law was going to work. He came in the west gate.
The man was admitted with his weapon and additional ammunition, which is allowed. The same man later reappeared and was admitted again at the south entrance. Lead security guard Dave Garrison says guards will try to handle each situation so onlookers aren't unduly alarmed.
And we'll try to bring this individual off to the side. And we don't want to embarrass anybody. We don't want to cause any concern for anyone else. We want to make sure that everybody has that opportunity to carry that weapon.
Sarah Bookman from Des Moines was at the Capitol recently with her two children and two neighbor kids. Bookman cited the recent shooting at a baseball practice in Washington that critically wounded a member of Congress. She sees why an elected official might want to be armed, but other people, not so much.
I think people should have a right to arm themselves, but I think when they're coming into the Capitol, they also need to be respectful of the other people who are here. And I don't know of a reason why somebody would want to come into the Capitol armed.
But another visitor said if a bad guy with a gun manages to enter the building, then good guys with guns should be able to defend themselves. In debate on the bill back in April, Missouri Valley Republican Matt Winschittle made a similar point. He said it wouldn't be that hard now for that armed bad guy to get in.
Anybody can come up to the first floor, prop open any one of those doors that does not have an alarm on them, and anybody could get into this building with any type of weapon. We should not be disarming citizens at the door.
In response, the lead security guard said they make regular checks of all exterior doors to make sure they are secure. Back at Public Safety, Ross Loader says Iowa is not out of step with the rest of the country with its new law.
To the extent that you can say there is any trend or any movement, it seems to be toward allowing carry in state capitals.
Texas, for example, allows gun owners to carry their weapons into the Capitol without concealing them, and you only have to show your permit to get waved right through without going through security. Some Texans are reportedly acquiring permits just so they can get right in and not have to stand in line at the metal detector. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.